came across something online the other day. Dangerous, I know, but it got me thinking. It was a short article from the National Wildlife Federation that suggests leaving the leaves that fall on your yard in autumn right where they are. The article cites benefits to everything from soil nutrition and landfill waste reduction to a host of small and medium-sized animals for whom the fallen leaves provide a habitat. Forgoing the rake entirely seemed too good to be true, so I checked with my local extension agent.
My name is Helen Muntz. I work for Utah State University Extension in Cache County. I'm the horticulture educator. So, you know, most of the time when we mow our lawns, we have a bag. So all of those grass clippings get collected into the bag. Well, it's actually very good practice to let that all fall back into the soil, just like the leaves, because it adds more nutrients and organic matter, which is great for a lawn.
In many cities, bagged leaves go to the landfill, where they break down differently than they would if they were left in your yard, creating harmful greenhouse gas emissions that contribute to climate change. Other cities, however, have green waste programs that compost yard trimmings. For instance, in Logan, Utah, all leaf litter collected by the city is composted, and the resulting soil can be purchased for about $40 per truckload. Still, there's nothing wrong with leaving the leaves in your yard.
If you leave your leaves, what you want to do is get your mower out and mulch them. Mulching them helps because it breaks them up into small pieces that are much quicker to break down and be great organic matter fertilizer for your lawn. So that is a great way to avoid the rake. It's much easier. That's how I do it. If you have just big trees that produce tons and tons of leaves, then you can just bag it up and it's great for compost. If you have a vegetable garden, you can just dump all your leaves on the garden there and let them break down over winter.
For Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Daniel Kinka.